Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Vamano.
The Cisco Kid.
Do you ever leave the house with just half a breakfast? Then you could run the risk of being just half as efficient all day. Because doctors agree, you, mom, the kids, everybody needs a good breakfast. For a good breakfast means a good morning. And everybody says a good breakfast ought to include several golden toasted slices of...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Yes, good butternut bread supplies that flavor essential to a good breakfast. Supplies that nutrition essential to face a long day of work at the office, the factory, at school, or around the house. And who can think of an easier way to take in that nutrition than the rich golden goodness of golden brown slices of butternut toast? Remember, never leave the house with just half a breakfast. Have a good breakfast for a good morning, a good day all day, every day. Have plenty of toasted butternut bread.
Now, the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Killer in the Jailhouse. To the people of Arizona's Chino Valley, the bitterness of Randy Wolf's opposition to a reservoir back in the 1870s is legendary. As much so as the wit and courage and strength of the Cisco Kid in escaping from almost certain death and recapturing the berserk wolf. For the acquisition of land and the building of the reservoir only increased Wolf's bitterness until it culminated in a murder he took no pains to conceal. Our story opens in the Prescott Jail, with the sheriff and a deputy United States Marshal walking down the short cell corridor. The sheriff looks at the two men in the last cell, then examines the bars.
So, you've been bending these bars again, Swede. Good thing we didn't leave you alone for long.
Another 10 minutes and I'd have busted me and Randy out.
There's your prisoners, deputy. Short one with a patch over his eye is Randy Wolf. Big hulk, Sweet Burgess. Yeah, he's stronger than a herd of bulls.
Well, maybe I better put these irons on him, Sheriff.
Sure had. I'll keep this gun handy. All right, get up. Get up off that bench, Randy. Deputy's taking you two back to Williams for trial.
What'll you bet he never gets us there, Sheriff?
Yeah, what'll you bet?
You mangy coyotes. Take a man's land away from him at half the price he's asking for it. All I'm sorry for is I didn't gun down all of you.
I never killed that government land man, Sheriff. All I done was to show Randy where he was.
You can tell that to the jury up in Williams, Swede.
I ain't going, I tell you, I ain't going.
Now, look, Swede. You don't want me to throw a lizard into the cell, do you?
No, Sheriff. I'll go. I can't stand lizards.
All right, then behave.
$100 to one, we never stand trial for that killing.
Maybe I better go along with you, Deputy. Hadn't planned on it, because I figured the Marshal would send a couple of men with you.
Wouldn't be a bad idea, Sheriff.
All right. When we get to Chino Valley, I'll leave you long enough to ride home and tell my daughter where I'm going. Irons or no, you might need help with this killer.
Hey, Sweet.
Yeah?
Keep awake. Sheriff will be leaving the main road in a couple more minutes.
What you want me to do, Randy?
When I give you the word, hit that deputy over the head with your wrist irons and hit him hard.
But the way this here wagon's bouncing around...
The wagon will be stopped.
I placed off this way, deputy. Whoa. I'll be back in 20 minutes. Meantime, you can water your horse in the creek, get yourself a drink at that spring. Get up.
Hey! How's chances for a drink of water for us, deputy? My mouth's plumb full of that alkali dust.
Me too.
I'll go fill my hat with water.
Now, here's our chance, Sweet. When I throw that water into his face, you hit him.
What if I miss him, Randy?
You better not miss him, you big half-wit, or I'll kill you with my own hands.
Here's your water, and no drinks, Randy.
Can you hold it a little closer, Deputy? These irons cramp my legs, and that... Yeah, that's good! Now, sweep!
I got him, Randy. Did you see me? I got him. I hit him with all my might.
Shut up. No time to talk. Roll out of this wagon, sweet. He's got the key to these irons in his pocket. We'll get out of these irons first thing.
Then we take his guns and wait here for the sheriff, huh, Randy?
No. We take the guns and the team and head for the sheriff's by a roundabout way. When we get the sheriff, it'll be in his own place, in front of his daughter's eyes.
Sheriff want us. Ow! Sheriff not want us. Ow! Sheriff want us. Ow! Sheriff not want us.
Pancho, what are you doing?
Oh, Pancho pull hairs out of Pancho's head, Cisco. Ow! Sheriff want us. Ow! Sheriff not want us.
But why are you pulling the hairs out of your head?
Well, Pancho want to find out something, Cisco.
Find out what?
A United States Marshal up in town of Williams asked us to come down to Prescott.
See?
And help Deputy Marshal bring prisoners back.
See, that is true, amigo.
But Marshal then say maybe Sheriff get mad if we along, so...
So you are pulling hairs out of your head one by one to find out if the sheriff be mad or not, eh?
See? Ow! Sheriff want us. Ow! Sheriff not want us.
Sheriff knows it's touchy about his authority, they say, but we will not worry about that, Pancho. The sheriff may not even come back with the deputy.
Oh, then Pancho not pull out any more hair, Cisco?
Well, I would not if I were you, Chico. Hey, look up there. There's the reservoir that caused all the trouble.
But why does Randy Wolf not want to sell his land for the reservoir?
I do not know, Pancho, unless he wanted more money than they would pay. Whatever the reason, he wanted vengeance so much that he followed the land agent up to Williams and shot and killed him.
Oh, that Randy Wolf a bad, bad hombre, no?
Well, the marshal said he was a born killer and that... Madre mia, look ahead of us, Pancho. Hold there, hold.
Oh, the senor lie on the ground.
See, Pancho. The deputy marshal.
Oh, deputy look dead to Pancho.
Let's see if his heart is beating. No, it is not. He's dead. A very hard blow on the head.
Oh, it's too bad. Deputy, good friend of ours, Cisco.
Well, have a look around here. Tracks of a small wagon. Hey, look at this, Pancho. Here's the story right here. The prisoners were in the wagon. Somehow, they overpowered the deputy, got out of their irons, took the wagon, and left.
Bandidos, killers, coyotes. We follow the wagon, Cisco, no?
Si, we will at once. Hey, wait. Who's this rider?
Oh, he's the sheriff.
Whoa. Now, where's the wagon and the prisoners?
I have no idea, Senor Sheriff.
The deputy dead. My thunder. Get your hands up, Cisco Kid. You too.
Memento, Senor Sheriff.
No, we not do this, Sheriff.
We are on our way to meet the deputy and the prisoners at the request of the marshal.
Them two prisoners couldn't have escaped by themselves. I'm arresting you two on suspicion of aiding and abetting them.
Have it your way, Sheriff, but we are not going with you.
You sidewinder!
Get that gun and that gun.
Oh, Sheriff, not shoot us now. He's going out. He's gone.
All right, get on your horse, Pancho. You may have your guns back, Sheriff. I'll drop them on the ground. There,
go, go.
You'll be mighty sorry for this, Cisco.
Oh, we tracked down the wagon now, Cisco.
Not yet, Pancho. Ride toward Prescott to make the sheriff think we are going there. Then we will double back. Up there, come on.
Go.
I guess we showed that deputy something, Randy, huh? He won't never arrest nobody else.
I reckon he won't.
But say, I could use some grub. I could use a big lot of grub.
We're heading for some right now, Swede.
Where?
Boo. See that old adobe place down below the blasted reservoir? That's where we're going. That's the sheriff's place.
Yeah, but that looks like a jail, Randy. You sure it is?
Of course I'm sure, you big numbhead. Ought to be. I lived a couple of miles above him. I reckon the sheriff's left. Get up. Yeah, that place did used to be a jail, Swede. Pacino Valley. And they gave it up after the jail was built in Prescott. Sheriff bought it, made it over, but left the two saddle cages in case he had to make a night of rest over here.
Hey, look, Randy. There's a woman coming out of the house.
Yeah, that's Nora, sheriff's daughter. Thinks she's all fired high and mighty.
If the sheriff's been home, maybe he's told her about us,
He ain't told her we got away. He don't know yet. Just the same, soon she gets a look at me.
There she goes back into the house.
Yeah, she recognized me. She locked that door and she'll have a gun. But we'll get in, sweet. Hand me that gun. Now, come on. Better open up that door, gal.
You stay away from here or I'll shoot you.
Now, you wouldn't shoot me. You know you wouldn't, honey.
You get away from that door. I've got a rifle in here. Get away.
Stand to one side, sweet. I'm going to shoot the lock off this door. After she fires, we'll rush her.
Oh, you don't, you buzzards!
Now, sweet! Grab that rifle.
Yeah, I got it, Randy.
Let me go.
Sure, we'll let you go. Try to get away, and I'll shoot you down as quick as I'd shoot your old man.
Oh, no. Have you harmed my father?
No, not yet. We ain't. Now get busy at that stove and fix us a meal. Savvy?
Sheriff, not follow us now, he's gone.
At least he's not inside, amigo. But he'll soon figure out that we doubled back.
Well, then he pick up our trail, no?
Probably. Meanwhile, we'll keep on following these wagon tracks, Poncho.
What's he's gone?
That old adobe house ahead. The banditos must be in there.
Well, how you know that, Cisco? You see through those walls?
Use your eyes, Poncho, and you will see the wagon on the shady side of the house.
Oh, si. If the banditos in that place, Cisco, not to be easy to get them out.
That is just what I'm thinking.
Oh, house is right out in the open.
Si, Poncho. And the chances are 100-1 the banditos have seen us already. The only way to get to that old adobe is to go. Up, Diablo, come on.
Go. Poncho, get ready to dodge the bullets, Cisco.
And that is the chance we are taking. I'm hoping we will talk to us before opening fire.
Oh, you hope right, Cisco. Hombre, just come out of the door.
That is Randy Wolf.
All right, that's near enough.
Oh, Diablo, ho.
Well, if it ain't the Cisco Kid. Sure, I'm glad to see you here, Cisco.
Oh, Poncho, not like the way the hombre say that.
Keep your eyes open, Poncho. You and the other bandito may as well come out now, Wolf. You have no chance of getting away.
You don't think so, eh? That's funny. I figured we had.
You try it, bandito, if you think you can.
We're going to try it after we entertain you two sidewinders. So drop your gun belts and come in.
Do not think we will do that, bandito. We will wait for the time being.
Oh, no. Hey, sweet, bring the girl to the door.
Right, Randy.
Coyotes, you cowardly coyotes!
Ay, the senorita.
Santos, the daughter of the sheriff. I've forgotten about her.
Either you two come in here, Cisco, without your guns, or this gal gets hurt bad. Now, which'll it be?
What do you say, Poncho?
We not want the senorita to get hurt, Cisco.
Exactly. Drop your gun, belt, amigo. You in, bandito. We will come in.
And Cisco and Poncho walk toward the old adobe, knowing they may not come out alive. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid.
Two more for dinner? And it's already 5:30. Has that ever happened to you? Does it do things to those best-laid plans? Well, it doesn't have to. Not when you let good butternut bread solve the problem. You can use butternut to stretch the supply of whatever you were already planning to serve. Or let butternut be the basis of an entirely different, quickly prepared dinner, like a cream dish, or Welch rarebit, or toasted company-style sandwiches. All of them made with butternut toast, and all of them extra good, because they're made with butternut. You see, butternut has a flavor all its own that actually adds to the flavor of other foods, has a freshness and a goodness that comes to the rescue of many a hurry-up dinner. So always be ready for the unexpected. Always keep a loaf of butternut bread fresh and handy. When you buy bread, remember...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Good butternut bread. Let the blue and white check gingham wrapper with the picture of quality be your buying guide.
Now back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Killer in the Jailhouse. On their way to Prescott, Arizona, to meet the Deputy United States Marshal and help him ride guard to Williams with his two prisoners, Cisco and Pancho found the deputy murdered and the prisoners escaped. Getting away from the sheriff who accused them of helping the prisoners escape, our friends took the desperado's trail, which led to the sheriff's house. On penalty of injury to the sheriff's daughter, Killer Randy Wolf ordered Cisco and Pancho to drop their gun belts and come in. Now...
I thought you'd see it my way, Cisco Kid. Keep those hands up or I'll fill you full of holes.
Why don't you do it anyway, Randy?
I got other ideas for them.
Let me go! Let me go!
Randy ain't told me to let you go yet, ma'am.
Tell that ape to take his hands off the Senorita Wolf.
Si, quick, quick.
I'll tell him when I get good and ready.
Oh, you're hurting me.
I said to take your hands off the Senorita.
Hey, quit it! And I meant just that! Oh.
Almost broke it.
How you like those big punches, big ape?
You coyote, Cisco.
Oh, look out, Cisco, he shoots!
Very close, hombre.
A bullet not hit you, Cisco?
No, amigo. Oh. Do not think this bandito meant it to hit me.
Not that time I didn't. But if I have to shoot again, Cisco, it'll be for your heart.
Let me fix him, Randy. I'll break him in two with my hand.
No.
Just the way I can break this table in two.
I said no. Now get back. Go on outdoors and watch for the sheriff.
Ooh, all right.
You, gal, unlock the doors to them two cell cages.
Randy! Randy! There's a lizard! He's on the doorstep, Randy!
Oh, you big dumb fool! Get out there or I'll let you have it!
Sure, Randy. I'll jump over him. I hate lizards.
There you are.
Cisco, you and your partner get into that cage.
Si, hombre, as you will.
We've been in better cages than this, Cisco.
And you, get into that other cage.
What are you going to do to my father, Randy Wolf?
Get in there!
Oh.
All these things are counting up against you, bandito. They will be remembered at the right time.
For you two, there ain't gonna be any right time, Cisco. I got a good memory, too. When we finish off the sheriff, we're gonna finish you off, too. Think that over.
You not can bend the cell bars, Cisco?
No, Pancho. These bars are too solid.
Oh, there's no flooring here at cages. The bars go right down into the bare ground.
I wonder if they do. A bar just set in the ground can be loosened more easily.
Shh, here come one of the bandidos.
Everything's all right in here, Randy. They're still in them cages. You ain't gonna get away with hitting me, Cisco Kid. When I get my hands on you, I'll break you just the way I broke that table.
That table was broken in the first place. You could not break a twig into, ape.
By thunder, you be careful, or I'll come right in through them bars and I'll...
Hey, sweet! Come out here!
Randy, I'm coming out.
He thinks he is strong, Pancho. But he is only soft and flabby.
You wait, I'll show you. Just you wait, Cisco.
What good does it do to get him mad, Cisco?
See, Pancho want to know that, too. That bandido really break that table, Cisco.
I know he did. I was only baiting him. It may be that we can turn his great strength and his fear of lizards to our advantage.
But listen, Randy, he called me soft and flabby. Just let me at him for a couple minutes, Randy. Just a couple, huh?
No, blast it all, no. Can't you get it through that thick head of yours? I got other plans.
Yeah, but what are they, Randy?
You'll find out as soon as the sheriff gets here. And unless I miss my guess, that's the sheriff riding in here now. It's about time for him. It's getting late in the day.
I'd give a lot for a crack at that Cisco kid.
Ah, that's the sheriff, sure enough. Now, look, Sweet. You go in the house and keep your gun handy.
Yeah. Why, Randy?
Because if I tell you to, I want you to shoot that girl.
Oh, but she's pretty.
You're going to do as I tell you, or am I...
Yeah, sure, Randy. You're the boss. Now, easy with that gun.
All right. Get in there and have your ears open. As soon as I get rid of the rest of them, I'll take care of that big hulk. He's just in my way.
Whoa. So you come here to my place, Randy.
That's right, Sheriff.
That makes it all easier for me. Reach up, blasted killer. So it's funny, huh? You'll find out how funny it is. Either reach or I'll drill you.
I don't believe you will, Sheriff. Sweet Burgess is in the house listening to this. Your daughter's in there, too. If Sweet hears a shot, he's going to kill her. That right, Sweet?
Yeah, that's right, Randy. If I hear a shot...
Hey, you maverick. Nora, are you in there?
Yes, Dad. Never mind about me, Dad. Get that coyote.
No, I don't reckon he will, because he knows I ain't bluffing. Well, Sheriff, I sort of got the drop on you, eh?
What do you want me to do?
Put that gun back in the holster. I'll take your guns. Now, you measly skunk, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going up and dynamite the reservoir.
Well, listen, you crazy...
Shut up! You wanted that reservoir to be on my land. You kept working until you got it put there. All right. Now you'll get plenty of that water, and all at once... Now, get into that house.
But, Cisco, if he dynamite that reservoir, we all get drowned.
Unless we can get out of these cages, we will.
Oh, the big ape watches close.
Only chance is to get him angry enough to want to get at me.
Oh, we not got the mud to throw in his face, Cisco.
No, amigo. We'll have to use words instead. Senor Sheriff, will you tell me something?
What do you want, Cisco?
How did Randy Wolf ever happen to take up with a weak, stupid hombre like that one there?
Weak and stupid, huh? You better button your lips, Cisco, kid.
Oh, he's not afraid of you now, Cisco. He knows you not can get at him.
Who are you, Sidewinders?
True, Pancho. If anyone said boo to him, he would run like a rabbit.
Is he a rabbit?
For 2 cents, I'd gun both of you down.
See, you would gun us down, big ape. You would not dare to use your hands.
See, Cisco will break you in two.
You big yellow buzzard.
You can't call me yellow. By thunder, I'll...
I did call you yellow. I call you yellow again, you yellow buzzard.
I'll show you. Nobody's calling me yellow. I'll bend these bars till I can get in there and get at you.
Burgess, get back. Quish that.
Are you crazy, Cisco? He'll kill you.
He would not kill a fly, senorita.
I'll show you. Got this bar most bent now.
Stand to one side, Pancho. He's going to get in here.
Oh, no. No, stop it. Dad!
Oh, he almost in here now, Cisco.
Yeah. Well, kill you, Cisco.
Bend the bar almost double. Look out, Cisco.
Just let me get my hands on your throat.
That's just what you're not going to do. Fine. Get up. Keep out of my way, Pancho.
Oh, not can do it, Cisco. Not enough room in there.
Oh, I got you.
Stop it.
Strong as an axe. But clumsy, now you have not got me.
You pull-catter. Get you with my knife.
Then I'll use another weapon. Behind you, a lizard, a big lizard.
No, where's the lizard?
Suppose you lie down and fight out.
How you like that, big ape?
Grab that knife, Pancho.
Mighty nice, Cisco. By Judas.
Get up on your feet, hombre.
Oh, that dynamite go any minute, Cisco.
Just what I'm thinking of. Out of this cell, bandido.
Easy, Cisco, easy.
There it goes.
Oh, hurry, Cisco. Hurry. Let us out of this cage, quick.
The other bandido has the key, senorita. But I think we can get out. Pancho, take that gun. Keep this big hombre covered.
Oh, Pancho, keep him covered, Cisco. And double cover, no?
You. Bend those bars, hombre. Start work. Here, I'll help you. I'll take this bar.
Randy will be mad.
Do as I tell you at once. Now, pull.
Bar's bending, Cisco.
Just a little more. Hurry.
Once more, bandido. With all your strength.
Good enough. Now, you go first, Nora.
Quick, the big wave is coming down the gorge. Pancho, see, it ought to be window.
Come on, all of you. We'll run for the higher ground. You, bandido, stay ahead of me. And do not try to escape.
Oh, look, Dad. That water. Good heavens.
Don't stop, Nora. Hush up.
It's going to get us.
Yes, señorita. I'll carry you.
Pancho, get wet.
Only a few steps more. We'll be above the flood. Ah, there. There you are, señorita.
Cisco run the wolf bandido. He run down the trail.
Keep your eye on the big one, Pancho. I'll take care of Wolf.
So you got away. This gun will fix you.
Yeah. You've done all the fixing. You are going to do, Bandido. And I mean, what? Keep.
Oh, now we got both bandidos.
Sorry about the loss of your home, Sheriff, and the reservoir, but you are still alive.
Yeah, we ain't complaining, Cisco. Are we, Nora?
Oh, I should say not. I'm very, very thankful to Cisco and Pancho.
We were lucky, señorita.
Oh, Cisco made the lock.
Gracias, amigos. Now, Sheriff, if you wish, Pancho and I will help you get these two bandidos up to Williams.
I appreciate it. From now on, anybody who says anything against the Cisco kid will have me to deal with.
Si, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco, those bandidos, they were very bad bandidos.
Si. But they are in a safe place now, in prison.
Si. And the people of Chino Valley, they fix up the reservoir.
Also, they built the sheriff and his daughter a new home.
Oh, si. And Cisco and Pancho will have first big meal in a new home.
Si, Pancho.
Good.
Many things have happened. You should tell your Uncle Jose of all that has happened.
Pancho, no. But Pancho think maybe Uncle Jose is still mad at Pancho.
Mad at you? For what, Chico?
Oh, last time Pancho see Uncle Jose.
See?
Uncle Jose asked Pancho how to avoid falling hair.
Last time you saw him, he asked you how to avoid falling hair?
See.
And did you tell him?
See, Pancho tell him how to avoid falling hair, and Uncle Jose got mad.
Well, just how did you tell him to avoid falling hair?
Pancho tell him to jump out of the way.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Jesus!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Good meals just grow naturally from good butternut bread. Yes, naturally and economically, too. A loaf of this soft, tender bread suggests an almost unlimited number of dishes and meals to serve. And a fine way, too, to stretch your budget. Butternut croutons for soup or salad. Butternut crumbs to make a meatloaf go further and serve more people. Even unexpected company that drops in around 5 or 5:30 and somehow or other stays for dinner. Or even just plain slices of this soft, tender bread served fresh from the wrapper to add flavor and nutrition. Yes, good meals grow naturally from...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Try it yourself and see. Next time you're shopping, stop and shop for the only loaf of bread you'll see in that blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. That's butternut bread, good butternut bread. You're sure to enjoy it. And to enjoy your meals more because of it.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather. Pancho by Mel Blanc.